Good morning. I'm very proud to introduce to all of you Brother Bridge Mohan. He is one of the original Jews of the Yage, more than 50 years in this knowledge. He took sustenance from Baba, from Mama, from all the daddies. And he has the main speciality of humor. So I'm sure he's going to entertain all of us in the topic having an attitude, developing an attitude of unlimited disinterest. So enjoy.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. So, Bab Dada's luckiest, loveliest, holiest children, having disinterest in everything, even in humor, okay? So have disinterest in everything. But our today's topic is not disinterest. It is unlimited disinterest. So never think of humor again, even in your dreams. Okay? Now, which is the best way to have unlimited disinterest? Easiest way. Any idea? Anyone? The easiest way to have unlimited disinterest. Oh, you find it difficult, huh? Okay. The easiest way to have unlimited disinterest is simple. To have unlimited interest. Okay? If you have unlimited interest in something, you will naturally have unlimited disinterest in all other things, including humor, of course. Eh? Okay? There was a fat person. He wanted to be slim, as all fat people want to be slim. So he went to a bookshop, asking for a book which will tell him the methods to become slim. But that book was out of stock. All copies sold out. But the salesman didn't want to lose the customer. So he had another book, How to Gain Weight. Because many people are slim, they want to gain weight. He suggested to the customer, please buy this. He said, are you joking? He said, no. Do opposite of what is written in it. So how easy? So whatever you want to get rid of, you think of what you want to, you like. So naturally, you will develop disinterest. Already all of us have experience that when we are interested in something, deeply interested, then we automatically get disinterested in everything else. Do you have this experience or not? Those who have, please show your right hand so that I know you are at least listening to me. Okay. Right. Thank you. Achha. Now, interest is always in some things that we like, something that gives us some praise, something in which we become victorious, or when there is some gain or profit, like that. And disinterest is in the opposite things. if I am being insulted, I am failing, I am not gaining anything, so naturally I will feel depressed, dejected, etc. So Bab Dada has told us that you are my luckiest children in the whole world. No? The first luck we have got is that we know the future. Because luck lies in the future. I went to Hyderabad, a retreat of double foreigner teachers, in which they had kept the topic now, N-O-W now. And the whole topic was that, today Dadi Janki Ji was also saying, she is getting a leaflet printed about now, N-O-W now. But, why not keep a topic future? Because, what we are supposed to do now, what we will like to act now, is how we think about future. Of course, past is past, of course. So Baba has given us the knowledge to be lucky, because everyone is curious to know about their future. They go to astrologers, they do look at the stars, or get into numerology or whatever. So, Baba has told us in advance about our future. And no one else excepting Baba's children know in advance about the future. Okay? So we are lucky. And in the last Avyakt Murli, now is the next one to that, Bab Dada had given us that understanding to be attentive about, and that is, we are on return journey. You remember? We are on return journey. So this is, in nutshell, the knowledge about future. We are on return journey. So this contains the seeds of our topic, unlimited disinterest. We are on return journey. Now, there can be limited return journeys and there can be unlimited return journeys also. All limited things are connected to the body and all unlimited things are connected to the soul. So the return journey, Bab Dada has told us, is it about a bodily return journey from Mount Abu to your country, or it is a spiritual return journey back to your home? We all know. So therefore, in this lies the answer to how to become easily disinterested in an unlimited way. Normally also, in a limited sense, we have all experience of disinterest. In Bharat, we have got a picture in our exhibitions which shows that when a child is a baby and the baby is in mother's lap and feels most comfortable in mother's lap only. If someone else wants to take the child, it will start crying. The mother's lap is like his permanent home. But let the child grow a little and becomes a small boy or girl, then the child wants to play with friends, playmates, and even if the mother is calling, the child will be more interested in the friends than in the mother. And when the person grows further, gets married, then he is more interested in his home than even in his friends. So like that, shifting our interest has been very natural with us. As we change our situation in life, we shift our interest. Now take a limited journey. When a person, for instance, is migrating to another city or to another country permanently, so they know now that perhaps the monetary currency, all the conditions, all the weather, all the people will be different. So the person gets more concerned about where they are going rather than where they are. So they will be inquiring about the weather in that place, about where to get accommodation, what type of food and so on. So what currency is used like that. So then the present thing or past thing, one loses interest and thinks of ahead. Now, when a person spreads, supposing a person develops a business in some other country and grows his business, and once then it decides to go back to their own country. So then the person will start, earlier he was spreading, now that person will be selling off things, concentrating, trying to be as light as possible, get good money for his things, and thinking of returning home. This is also limited. But as a soul, Baba has told us that there is only one place, and one only in the whole universe, which is our permanent address, which never changes. Time may change, situations may change, but that place will never change. In one Murli, Baba has said that is the only immovable property all souls have. And that is the soul world, the Paramdham, the world of silence, where our own section is fixed forever. Golden age will come and go innumerable times. Even the diamond age will come and go. Because they are linked with time, they will all come and go, but our permanent address will always be there. So we came from there, and as souls we could do nothing. We require bodies. So we came down in very favorable, very pleasant, very joyful conditions. Good bodies, good health, everything good. All people friendly. Okay. Spent lot of time and so on so forth. In the fourth age also we passed lot of time in little difficult conditions. Now we are at the confluence, but this will also go. So the return journey involves going to our original state in our original form and with our original properties. Which means these bodies will not go to Paramdham. They were never there in the soul world. All our physical things, material things, our relations, everything, nothing will go. So much so that even our sanskars, the habits that we have formed here, will also not go there. And that is why it is called world of liberation. Today, most people want to be liberated. They are so tired. They tried to put faith in people. They were betrayed. They thought of good people. They found them not to be good. So in all respects, everybody has got experience, sad experience of the human beings of the world. And sorrow has taken most part of their hearts. Only sometimes there is little ray of hope or joy, that finishes. So therefore everybody wants liberation. Liberation from what? So we have to see that we have to carry with us. As souls, we can carry nothing tangible, nothing physical, nothing material, not even our so-called own body. We will return as souls. We are on return journey. And what we will carry with us is our sanskars. You all understand sanskars? Huh? Okay. Our sanskars. Which sanskars? Original. Pure sanskars. So, this involves purification of our sanskars. Living here, because we cannot suddenly leave, we have to leave at our respective time. Of course, the time of en masse leaving is also coming, but as for present, we are very much in the bodies. So then, how come that we have to return with our pure sanskars, but we are here with some sort of limitations. The first limitation is the body, and then all things connected with body, whether they are in the divine family or they are in the laukic world. So Baba has said that in this world you have to be like a guest, treated as a guest house. When Bab Dada comes, Bab Dada does not have his own body, so takes a body like a guest house, live temporarily. So guest has to live honorably, respectfully, and that is why the guest will be properly treated. And all the surroundings and all the people the guest comes in contact should feel comfortable with the guest. Not an unwelcome guest, a welcome guest. But all the same a guest. A guest does not have any attachment with any place he is living or any person he is living with. Because guest is a guest. Then Baba says, you can call yourself a trustee. After all, a guest has other people to take care of him. But if you are entrusted with certain things, with some money, some people, some material, some job, but you have to not treat it as your own. So the next word is a trustee. We can be a trustee. Then Baba says, instrument. Because as soon as we become BK, we are Almighty's instrument. So instrument, it means nothing mine. It is, I am being used for a good cause. I am allowing myself voluntarily to be used for Baba's work. And the best word is server, that I am a server. Because Baba is the most obedient servant, we are also with Baba serving for what? Because it is not our pain alone, it is not my pain or suffering alone. The whole world is suffering, the entire humanity is suffering, suffering from human contact, suffering from natural calamities, suffering from state government imposed problems and so many things. So, you can't be happy and peaceful when all around you there is a trouble and turmoil. So therefore, we are very merciful. Baba is merciful. We have to be kind. We are human beings. We must be compassionate. All these qualities will not be used in golden age. Nobody will need our compassion. Nobody will need our mercy. So, all these four words, if we keep in mind, then we are here. But we are not here. And I think it is for this purpose that Baba has created so many centers, service centers, so many places, and given us the job of serving doing service of others, only for this, that we being very much in the body, being very much with other things around the body which are essential, what should we do? So we are given this interest, so that we have disinterest in all those things which are cause of suffering to us. Still, if while doing these things, while in the Baba's center or by Baba's student, doing Baba's work or doing any service, Baba's service, if somehow I develop the I consciousness, I did this, oh, this is my specialty, I am very apt in doing this thing, and like that, then you will notice what happens. Then the same pain, the same dissatisfaction, the same peacelessness will enter me, although I may be doing Baba's work, very good work, and in the outward sense, very good work, but there is I consciousness. If I forget to be instrument, if I forget to be a guest, if I forget I am a trustee or a server, then this will happen. Just like a person having a tumor in his stomach or some other ailment and eating best of foods, healthy foods, he will not be a healthy person, because all those healthy things will go to the tumor. Unless the tumor is cleared, the person will feel, I am doing so much service, I am contributing so much, but I am not having happiness. So there can be comfort without happiness. And many people in the world have this illusion that they have so much comfort, and they go on collecting more of comfort, things of comfort, but no happiness, or not constant happiness. The reason is I consciousness, ego. So Baba says, if I am giving you knowledge, if I am showing you the path, if I am giving you light and you are passing on to others, and you are a good conductor, not a bad conductor, and you are able to pass on to others so well, but I should not forget that I am only an instrument passing on Baba's methods to others, as Baba gave to me. Not that it is my own creation. So sometime we get into this consciousness. So while doing unlimited work, we are still in the limitation. So this limitation has to be overcome, because it will mean not unlimited disinterest. Disinterest, yes, but not unlimited. And also, unlimited disinterest means two things. Disinterest in everything and disinterest all the time. A person can have unlimited interest for some time, but not all the time, and can have disinterest in many things all the time, but not all the things all the time. So this is also important. So it means we have not to look back. Otherwise also, they say, a Brahmin means one who has died and has become alive again, twice born. So it means our past we have not to think about, because past is not good. In today's Murli also, Baba, I don't know which Murli was read today, it is Baba's day, but I read Baba has said that I don't give you all this news in the beginning, because unless the whole drama is over, you can't have the full story, only in the end. So in the end we have the lowest state of living. So who will like to go to the lowest back when a person has been, face has been turned to the other side, and you are looking for better and better life and prospects. Now there is one more thing which requires our attention. And what is that? Do you know what is that? Okay. There is this story of a Muslim mosque, the mullah or the priest there had gone on long leave. So they had to hire temporarily another one as a makeshift mullah. But he said, it is a temporary job, I will take 4 times the money. Under circumstances they had to pay. And on first Friday, you know, Friday, every Friday they have a sermon. He appeared on the podium and he said, Ameen. Ameen is the beginning word, peace. Then he asked all the audience, do you know what I am going to say? Just as I have asked you. And they remained silent. He said, what is the good of my speaking to all of you when you even don't know what I am going to say? Ameen. And he finished the sermon. Now the people who had hired him, they said, what a person he is. Without uttering a word, he has pocketed all the money. Let us dismiss him. But they were under the compulsion. Next Friday, they said, let us try him for another Friday. Next Friday again came. And he said, Ameen, do you know what I am going to say? So the audience has become very smart. They said, yes. Then he said, if you already know what I have to say, what is the good of my speaking? Ameen. He again went away. Now the employers felt, he is a very clever person, he is pocketing our money, let us dismiss him. Then they thought, let us try a third Friday also. So third Friday came, he again appeared. He asked the same question, Ameen, do you know what I am going to say? Audience has become more wise. Half of them said yes, and half of them said no. He said, okay, those who know, they tell others, Ameen. He again went away. So you see, that is what I am saying, that, do you know what I am going to say? Okay. One thing that the Brahmins do is that whatever Srimat we follow, whenever we follow, whenever our heart says you have done the right thing, we want our marks to be counted, that I did this thing, this thing, this thing, very good, as per Baba Srimat. But when we are not doing fully as per Srimat, then we want that to be ignored. We only want, you see, in a whole day, what is good we do, we want to be counted, and what we have missed to be done, we want it to be ignored. So this is one mistake we make. So we should see that how much we count. So Baba says, Baba has 2 tools for all the children. 2 tools. Baba says, I love the last child also as much as I love the first child. Okay. So Baba has 2 tools. One is love. The other is mercy. You see. So Baba gives us love for whatever we do as per Srimat, and takes mercy on us whatever we don't do as per Srimat. No third thing. No hatred, no dislike, no disinterest in us. So therefore, we have to be cautious that if we don't follow Srimat fully, it means we have not completely overcome our interest in the old world, in the ways of the old world. This is number one. Number two is also there. That is, we mostly try to use our own power, our own double pusharat, to be victorious, to be perfect, to be sampan and sampuran. Our own effort. So as a result, we succeed, then we don't fully succeed, our effort is limited, and the test that comes is always a little more than our effort. As we know, in every university, every college, once we have qualified a particular grade, say a student had qualified up to 8th standard, he appeared in the exam of the 8th standard and has passed it. Doesn't matter first class, second class, but he has passed it, qualified. In his whole life, he will never have to appear in the exam of the 8th standard, okay? And then, the next one will be 9th standard, and that will not be the same as 8th standard. It will be a little different and more difficult. So he has to face that test. Once he qualifies 9th standard, then he never has to appear for 9th standard and like that. But Brahmins do. All of us have got some power, some understanding, good jnana, good yoga, also some service, dharana, sacrifice, all of them have done. So, to that extent, we have also qualified some tests. But the next coming test will not be as per our present effort, our present strength, as per present resource. We have to do extra. And when we do that extra, we want to do with our own power. But Baba says, you do it with my power. You see, here sometime we become careless. We say, no, no, after all, we have to go to golden age. Baba does not have to go to golden age. Why use Baba's power? I will use my power, become victorious, and then go to Baba. Baba, look, I have done this. So this is another mistake. Take the case of a ill, sick person who is sick of the body. You know who is a Sikh? The person who wears the turban, he is called a Sikh by religion. So one Sikh person was traveling in a plane, and his co-passenger asked him, "Who are you?" He said, "I am Sikh." Achha. That person thought Sikh, not Sikh. So he said, "Oh, you are Sikh, I am so sorry." Huh? He said, "No, no, no, I am Sikh of religion." He said, "I am also Sikh of religion," that person said. So what I mean to say is, that supposing there is a sick person, really sick, not sick. Okay. Now, if a sick person is supposed to go to a doctor, take medicine, and become cured of the sickness. Supposing he decides, no, no, why should I go to doctor? I will use my self-medication. And when I am okay, I will meet the doctor. What will you say of that person? Is the doctor supposed to remove his sickness, or is he himself supposed to be healthy and then go to the doctor? What for then? Similarly, Baba says, this we have been doing throughout in our past births, that I will become pure. And because there was no method to become pure, no proper medicine, so we became more and more impure, more and more impure. Now Baba says, I am the only purifier. I know the method, I know the medicine, and I also will give you the tonic and the power. What we do? We in between forget that we should use Baba's power. And we use our own power. Sometime we succeed, sometime we don't succeed fully. Then we feel disgusted. Oh no, I made so much effort, I made promise to Baba, I could not. Oh, so bad. So like that. So, Baba has said that my world is my children. I have only come for my children because this whole world, this whole universe, its state depends upon human souls. When human souls are good, they are pure, the world is paradise. When human souls become bad, the world becomes hell. Other things are only resources. Water is a resource, heat is a resource, fruits are a resource, crops are a resource, animals, everything is a resource. How those resources are used, it is only the human beings which is the variable factor. So Baba knows, and which human beings, not the whole big tree who have come later on, but the human beings at the root, in the beginning. So Baba has collected us. Now Baba says, take my help, and it will be easy for you to be victorious always. Whatever Baba says, to have unlimited disinterest always. But if we sometime forget to take Baba's help or remember Baba, then we take to wrong ways and we get some interest in old things also and thinking that they are good. Now take the case of health. We think taking of apples is very good for health. Apple a day keep doctors away. But nobody has kept doctor away, but all those people who are eating apples. Even doctors cannot keep doctors away. Okay. Grapes, almonds, whatever healthy thing you can think of. Salads, this and that. Or walking, jogging, taking oxygen, all those things. We say these are very good. But tell me a single person who is doing regularly jogging and walking and inhaling oxygen, having an oxygen cylinder by his side, does he not fall sick? All those people who take health foods, don't they fall sick? Why? So Baba says, we have disinterest in other things. We don't want fried things, we don't want tobacco, we don't want non-veg. But how about this? We have interest. If in Grand Sarovar, and they don't give you fruits, you will say, no, not good, my health will be bad, I will fall sick. Now take it. What is Baba Shrimat? Baba Shrimat is that even our bodies today, they are made of tamopardhan elements. If our bodies are also of tamopardhan elements, do you think the apple is of satopardhan elements? What do you think? Or the grapes are of satopardhan elements? No. So therefore Baba says, my method is that you must be in my remembrance while eating even an apple. You must be in my remembrance while even cooking. Then only that thing will be rid of its impurity and it will make you healthy. We miss in this and then we say, I am taking good fruits, good everything, but I am unhealthy. Then if we start worrying about our body, Baba says body is very valuable. If your body is not good, then you will not take gyan. So we shift our balance in favor of the body than the soul. So we miss all the methods. So similarly, in short, our magic mantra is remembrance of Baba. In all Muralis, Baba says remembrance of Baba. Remembrance of Baba, if we do, we will never be able to make a mistake. We will never be meeting an accident. We will never be feeling any loss. But you will always notice. When something has to happen, first thing is your remembrance will be gone. Then it will happen. I remember then Brahma Baba's postage stamp had to be brought out by the government of India many years ago. And it was my duty to get it, this processed. And there was a stamps minister, and there was a committee, philatelic committee. I had approached everyone, convinced everyone, the whole case was done very nicely. Finally, they were to have a meeting. And in meeting also, I went, took some sisters. Each member who was going up the lift to the meeting room, we again reminded them, you have to support our case. They all said, yes, yes, because we had done a lot of conversing. When they all reached the meeting room, we sat in the ante room and thought of remaining in very powerful yoga, so that this is through. Now, suddenly, I felt, I dozed for about 20 seconds. Somehow, my yoga got disconnected and I got a jerk. I said, oh, where I am? I was supposed to be in yoga. The case is being discussed by the committee. What is this? I immediately told the sister, this case is not going to succeed. And then we found one of the members who was supposed to support us, he came out of the room and walked to his home. He had some work. So he also went away. Finally, that was postponed to another meeting. Of course, it was cleared in the next meeting. What I want to tell you is, because it was not to happen, our yoga was disconnected. Because if you are fully in yoga, you will notice, if you want to pour some liquid in a bottle, and bottle has a thin neck, and you pour in yoga, not a drop will fall. And as soon as your yoga is disturbed, it will fall. Likewise, this is a simple example, but our medicine is yoga, and no one can fail if one has constant yoga. Baba even has said, whenever you are in difficulty, say with sincere heart, Baba, come, help, I will help you. But this also, we don't do, we think it is my job, I have to do, I have to succeed. So this is how we suffer. Another important thing is, we have dislike for all things from which we have experienced difficulty or trouble or sorrow. But still we have like in certain things of this iron-aged world, like praise. We do something, we expect to be praised, acknowledgement. Dadi should call me here and say, oh, you are a very good soul, or call in my name in the audience, I feel very happy. And if the Dadi does not call next time, I don't feel that happy. So, unlimited disinterest means remaining in stable state, whether you are being praised or not praised or insulted, whether you are gaining something or losing something or not gaining or losing something, whether you are failing or victory or in between. So like that, we have to be equal in all states, so strong that we are waterproof, lotus-like, not affected by anything. Then only our disinterest will be permanent, unlimited. Soul is unlimited. Only the soul can have unlimited sanskaras, because soul has sanskaras of the whole cycle. Baba has told us the greatest wonder in the world is that a tiny dot has got so much of sanskaras in it. All of us are tiny dots, and all of us are unique tiny dots. All of us are independent tiny dots. I cannot be you, you cannot be I, because this thumb impression. Today there may be 700 crores of souls in the world. There will be 700 crores of thumb impression designs. No computer can make it, no designer can make it. If another crore comes from Paramdham, their thumb impression design will be different. This shows even identical twins who maybe look alike, their destinies are also different. Bodies may be made similar. So when we are such, I have to not to even look at others. Sometime I am okay. But then I say, this soul is more favored. I don't know why. This soul is more favored, I am less favored. I don't get chance to do service. If I get chance, I will also do better service. I have the competence, like that. So now Bab Dada has, and sometime the job I am doing is not very important. The job so-and-so is doing is very important. So when we start looking at others and comparing ourselves, what we get in result? We get dejected. You know? Because every job is important. Bab Dada has said in Murli specifically, whether you are washing dishes or you are giving speeches, lectures, if your state is the same, mental state, it doesn't matter what you are doing, in what state of mind you are doing. But still, we think that to give a talk is more important and not to do sweeping, cleaning the house is less important. And that only dejects us. Take the case of a movie actor, a hero actor or lady actor in the movie are given different jobs. Sometimes they are made king, sometimes they are made prisoner, in another movie they are made jailer, in another prisoner, or doctor or patient or laborer or king. But it doesn't matter what is the role given to them. They get their money and their praise as they perform the role. A doctor, actor will perform better than a doctor. A prisoner, actor will perform better than a prisoner. So people praise them, pay money to see their performance. If they 2 hour, 3 hour actor can do that, why can't we? Why should I start thinking that my role is inferior? I have to get certificate from Baba. Baba says, if you don't do this role, then the whole machinery will not function. Even in the body, there is a story. In the body, all the organs of the body thought, I am better. Finger said, if we were not there, how you will eat the food? Leg said, so on. Stomach said this, eyes said this and that. And they each one threatened to strike. If I go on strike, how will you see the world? And so on. But ultimately they came to the conclusion that even a small portion is important. If there is a thorn in your foot, the whole body will be feeling difficulty. So likewise, we must feel whatever my role is, it is the fittest and it has been assigned by Almighty, not by ordinary person. So it is the best. I should not cry over my role, I should do it to the best. I will get 100% marks. And I know there was a Bholi Dadi here till some many years ago. You might have seen it. How many of you have seen Bholi Dadi in the kitchen, in charge? Okay. Now Bholi Dadi, when the 50th anniversary of so many BKs were being celebrated, the maximum clapping was for Bholi Dadi. Clapping was not ending because although she was only in charge of the kitchen, every day as per Srimad, she will go to Dadi, get the menu passed. Dadi will pass it because she was so experienced, she knew what is to be used when. But still, every day she will go. Each individual, if I go to her, Dadi, I want a lemon, she will get up and find a lemon for me. So everybody felt satisfied. So that is why. Do you think that she will not get good marks because she was only in charge of? No. So it is the thing. Number one. Number two, we should always take help of Bab Dada. Number three, we should not only count our good points, but also be careful about the points we are missing. Because we seek mercy for our omissions and reward for our actions. So mercy is not good. Mercy is to be done on the whole world, not on us. So BK should not seek mercy. But God is merciful others. So if we take care of these things and never, never think good about our specialities, because our specialities also make us feel interested in this old world, in our role and all that. They are all surrendered to Baba. Baba has used those specialities. If Baba were not there, would you have come to Bharat? No. You would be involved in your own thing. If Baba was not there, would I be speaking to you? No. I will be somewhere else. So everything, our talent, our qualifications, whatever is used by Baba, that is why we are only instruments. So if we do like that, then our happiness will remain and our interest in the next world will be there, and automatically there will be disinterest in this world. That is why Baba says, be busy, be busy. Don't let your mind idle, because even for a second if you will let it idle, old things will come. So now Baba has given us a big job, that don't bother for any service in the physical terms. Do mental service, because mind is the thing which has to be energized. And then unlimited disinterest means also be ever ready. Because if we are making plans, seeking how much time is there for destruction, Baba says, how about this body? We can be, this end of Sangam can be any time. So we have to be ever ready, means totally disinterested, even not bothering about the evening, and doing our best, making all the preparations, but not attached, even to whether evening will come or not. And this disinterest, if collected for a long period, that will give you the strength to be ready for any exam. And exam has to be, Baba is with us up to the last. Baba will help us to pass the exam, but Baba is not going to appear in the exam on our behalf. He is a teacher. Teacher can coach you, can give you extra study, everything. Okay? The question mark has a full stop under it, you know. The sign of exclamation also has got a full stop under it. So, when the question is resolved, answer to satisfaction, what remains is a full stop. When one's surprise or wonder is resolved, oh, what, I never thought of this, then again exclamation goes, there is a full stop. But if we have a full stop right from the beginning, and then don't raise any questions, that will be very nice, because Baba says, put a stop to all everything that is past. You are a dot, and you have to put a dot after every thought or action. Start the next sentence with capital letter, new one. So that is a good method. It is very nice that you have no questions, because you are teacher, you are supposed to answer the question. Okay, thank you very much. Still, he has put a mic. If anybody wants to ask questions, they can. Huh?
Om Shanti, we were talking today about Dharam Raj. Should we have interest in Dharam Raj or disinterest?
He has interest in you. Rather than you, don't bother about your interest in Dharam Raj. Dharam Raj has a list of people he is interested in. So we should not be on his list, that's all. Okay? It's a very interesting question, because it is related to interest of whatever type.
Brijmohanji, Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
My wife and I, we are from Honolulu, Hawaii. And we've been watching you on the program on the television.
Yes.
It's a privilege, sir, for us to see you in person. My question is that you've been on this journey for 50 plus years, and you have also had the benefit of surrounding yourself with a lot of similar souls. When you look back at the 50 plus years of your journey, to somebody like me who has just been in Gyan for 13 months, what are three things you would recommend that we implement to really make an exponential jump in progress? Thank you.
I will tell you, but how you have arrived at this figure of three? I will tell you, of course.
Three is better than 35.
Right.
One is better than three. So that is the basis.
If one is better than three, then why not one?
Okay. The idea is to get strongly focused.
Okay. No, we have lot of significance of three in this whole world. One, two, three, they always say. First, second, third grade, like that. Here also we have on Shivlinga, today is Shivratri, we are celebrating. There are three lines, three periods of time, three worlds, Trimurti and so on. So it's a good, nice, lucky, good figure. So I'm going to tell you the three answers. Have your seat. So all of you are interested in three things or more? Because you want to now get rid of this class also. So better confine it to three. Achha. And let it be the last question also. Because two questions I answer free, then I start charging. Eh? So it's complimentary. Okay. The three important things to remember is, number one, nothing in this world exists for itself. Nothing in this world exists for itself. Everything is made for others. I am going to tell you, explain, and give an example. This, we are having a lamp on our head. To whom it is giving light? To itself or to others? Lamp is lighting itself, giving light to itself or to others? Please tell. Others. Okay. The chair or sofa you are sitting on is meant for itself or for other people to sit? Others. A house is meant for other people to live or for itself? If somebody does not live in a house for 80 years, which house it is called? It is called Bhoot Bangla, ghost house. Huh? Okay. Now this watch is giving time to itself or to others? Others. Now come out of the room. The fruits, the tree is giving apples or mangoes. Does the tree itself eat the mangoes itself or for others? Others. Water is in the rivers for itself or for others? Others. Sun is giving heat and light to itself or to others? Others. So the lesson of this is that we should think, because you exist for others, then they will be reciprocating. As they say, if you want love, give love to others. If you want respect, give respect to others. So if we think that I exist for others, my aim will be to satisfy everyone, not the other way around, that everyone should satisfy me. The whole world exists for me. Our ancestors, called Devta in Hindi, were givers, and they were plentiful. Today we have become the opposite of that, thinking that to get is gain, to give is loss. I am a chartered accountant, so we are taught like this. To get is gain, to give is loss. So all the people of today think to get is gain. Actually, to give is gain, to get is loss. This is number one. It will always keep you contented. Always, if you want to get rid of this greed, this is number one. Okay? Nothing exists for itself, everything exists for others. Number two is, you cannot own anything in this world, you can only use it. Okay? Some people have things but they don't use. They are useless. Many miserly people have a lot of money, they don't use, they die paupers, and then somebody finds they have a lot of money. Nothing can be owned because this life, this body, this is a transient. See, supposing I make this house, get a registration from a court, law office in my name, Brother Bridge Mohan owns this house. It is only a piece of paper. I own nothing. Supposing I leave my body, they will start worrying whom to give. Eh? Who is the inheritor? So, it is an illusion to think I own a thing, and ownership, feeling of ownership will bring you grief and sorrow. I will give you an example. Supposing you are living in a hotel and somebody is driving nail in the hotel room next, from the next room he is driving a nail into the wall of the hotel. Will you feel hurt? No, because it is the property of the hotel. Somebody is driving nail into the wall of the hotel. You are staying in that room. Supposing you are the owner of that hotel, and you think it is my hotel, and somebody is driving nail into the wall, you will think he is driving in my heart, because you are the owner of the hotel. Understand? So therefore, to avoid suffering, we should only think we are users or trustees. Okay? Number three, mere acquisition of material things does not lead to happiness. If that were so, then all people with more material things will be happier than all those who are not having that much. Okay? But it is not so. Because these are only resources, a means to happiness. It depends on the person's, the user. How that person uses those things, if he will use them properly, then he will be happy. If he will not use them properly, automatically the person cannot be happy. Now to give an example of honesty. They say honesty, these days people are not honest. Supposing you are staying in some house, just in the ground floor there is this ordinary shop selling grocery, bread, milk, butter, etc., etc. And you are buying from that person because of convenience, although he little overcharges. But you think, how, why waste time and money going away? You are buying. You know in your mind he is little overcharging, but you are willingly buying from him for your convenience sake. Now one fine day there is a big festival, say Christmas or Diwali, and he is very busy. And you buy something from him, and in return he gives you, say, something like 100 rupees extra. He returns to you. You don't know, he doesn't know that he has returned extra, but you have seen. Now you have two options, either to return him the money because it doesn't belong to you, or keep it. Supposing you rationalize and think, oh, he was overcharging me little, today there is a chance, so let me keep it. Something is equalized, eh? You take that 100 rupees. Now see the fun. Every time you pass by his shop, there will be a bell here, his 100 rupees with me. You may stay there for 3 years, 2 years, you can't stop that bell unless you go to him one day and say, I think somehow I owe you 100 rupees, take it back. You see, if that is the subtlety of action, just like a butterfly you hold in your hand, all its colors are gone. It's so subtle. So honesty is a very subtle thing, but people have tried to kill their consciences, suppress their conscience, and they do not know to what extent they have already become dishonest. For the reason that whatever dishonesty we have already absorbed, if we go beyond that, even then the bell will ring. So we think we are honest, because whatever we have already absorbed and we have suffered, it's like that. Say, I am a thief. I have never killed for theft. So first time I became thief, my conscience pricked. Second time, third time, then it stopped giving me the bell, because I have suppressed it. But still, if I somehow am made to kill someone, my conscience will prick. That no, you can better go to prison than kill a person. But supposing a person becomes a murderer, then for him killing will be also like ordinary. And yet, supposing a situation comes when there is a crowd and one of his own relations is in the crowd, he will tell his friend, don't kill him, he is my uncle. Still the conscience is there, but not that extent. So we do not know to what extent our conscience is killed. And still we go by the illusion that I know what is right and wrong. Why go to a religious institution or get lessons? I know what is good and bad. But to what extent, like the fields of the eye or cataract, to what extent it is already gone, we don't know. That is why Baba says, I come and tell you the purest state, less pure, and like that, if we don't commit any wrong, we can never suffer. That is the idea. So therefore, don't go by thinking that collecting the things of the world will make you happy. There are three. I will give a bonus also. That is, matter is a good servant but a bad master. The material things, they are good servant. Use them as your servants, and don't be overpowered by matter, otherwise you will be always miserable. Om Shanti.